And welcome to Quick Slam this morning and our monthly feature with Mr. Arthur Knott Hopkins, area officer for the Missouri Service Commission, and we are Veterans Commission, rather, as we talk about and learn about the latest from the VA. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me again.
All right. And as always, our phone lines are open. If you have any questions, either the topic we're discussing or something on your mind, Arthur will give it a shot. Give us a call at 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. Timely program here because there's a new program the VA is coming out with. It's what, coming out this week, I guess?
Yes, June 6th, the new VA Mission Act of 2018 that was signed by President Trump goes into effect. And what that, the impact that has on VA healthcare is that it replaces the VA Veterans Choice Program. Now, the Veterans Choice Program was a temporary program that was put into effect several years ago to try to alleviate the overwhelming amount of patients that were trying to get into local VAs. Now, our Columbia VA didn't have this problem, but around the nation, we heard horror stories of veterans waiting a year to get in to see their primary care provider. So the Veterans Choice Program was created as a temporary solution to that. Well, as they looked at how the Veterans Choice Program was working, they decided maybe we need to make something a little more permanent. And that's one of the priorities President Trump made. And this new program is the result of that. Now, what this new program does is, first, is it replaces Veterans Choice. So if you're using Veterans Choice to see a doctor, that will stop as of June 6th. The new program is supposed to make it a lot easier for you to see a local provider. It's going to create a new community care network, which to me sounds like an HMO. And for those who aren't familiar with an HMO, usually what an HMO means is there's a bunch of doctors who are part of one group, and you're able to go see them for your care needs. The VA is going to be creating these networks. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to be implemented because the last update the VA gave us was in March, and a lot of things were not finalized yet. I expect we're going to have something come out this week that will tell us what has been finalized. It's combining two existing programs. The VA had a community care program, and that's where if you were seeing a doctor at the VA, and the VA said, well, you needed additional care, but it's not something the local VA could provide, or it was something that you had to travel a lot, and I'll use physical therapy as an example. If you had to go see a physical therapist, it just isn't very convenient or cost-effective for you to drive all the way from Moberly down to Columbia twice a week to see a physical therapist. So the VA would contract out to a local provider, and that provider would provide the services. That's what I think is going to happen with this community care network. One of the things that the VA is changing, it used to be it was straight mileage. What it was from your home to the place that you were receiving VA care. The VA is now looking at not just what the mileage is, but what your average drive time is. For us in Moberly, our drive time is not that significant when we have to go somewhere. But if we're in Los Angeles or New York City, a 20-mile drive could take us 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the changes the VA is doing. It's not only looking at what the mileage is, but what the average drive time is. The biggest thing that I see that's going to be a big plus out of this, the new Mission Act, is an urgent care benefit. And the urgent care benefit is going to open up the opportunity to go see a local urgent care clinic as opposed to going to an emergency room. I have a lot of veterans who, when they have a condition, they'll go to the emergency room and they believe the VA will pay the bill because they're using VA healthcare. And the problem is the VA doesn't unless certain conditions are met. And the first one is that it is actually life-threatening and that if the veteran had instead gone to the VA hospital, they could have died en route but instead of going to the local provider. And what happens when a lot of veterans go to the local emergency room is they get this huge bill that the VA doesn't pay. And many of us are living on limited incomes, so having a $15,000 bill for an emergency room visit, and I'm just pulling numbers out, I'm not saying that's an actual bill,
right.
But having a large bill from an emergency room can significantly impact what money you have in your wallet. This will allow persons to go into an emergent or urgent care clinic or a walk-in care provider that's part of this network without prior approval from the VA. So I think that's going to eliminate a lot of those bills that veterans were getting because it was not life-threatening. It also means that when you call down to the VA to get an appointment, if you've got a cold, you don't have to wait 3 or 4 weeks. You can go to a local clinic, get the care you need, whatever prescriptions are needed, and go on your way. It frees up a lot of the time that the primary care providers have in the VA system as well. Now, I will caution everybody, again, this is not finalized yet, and there was talk about if you went to an urgent care clinic, there would be a certain number of times you could go a year, and you might have a copay for it. So that hasn't been finalized yet, so I didn't have the details as what they expected the copay to be.
I was going to ask about copay.
Yeah.
So we're unsure on that at this point?
We are unsure right now, and it will depend on whether you're service-connected, what your percentage is. Right now, if you're using the VA and you are not service-connected, their copay for a primary care provider is $15, and for a specialist is $50. So I would expect the copay for urgent care would be around the same, but I don't know that for sure because we haven't been given the numbers yet. So that's one thing that I caution people about. While the benefit is going to be available, there could be a cost for it. It won't be the full expense, but there will be some, is what is expected.
Presently, do veterans have cards like those in the healthcare market now? Like I have a healthcare card, and will they be getting some kind of a replacement card?
We have not been told if there's going to be a replacement card. Those veterans who were using VA Choice or Veterans Choice, there was a card that was involved with that. That card will no longer be valid as of June 6th. So that's a big change as well. I myself have used Veterans Choice. I'm currently seeing a physical therapist that falls under community care. So it's been a great benefit for me. Gets me back in the office a lot quicker than going all the way down to Columbia.
So, is that the benefit or the anticipated benefit is that we're not directing everybody, you have to find a VA hospital, but now the marketplace is open?
Yes.
For lack of a better term, to where you can get the care you need locally.
Yes. And there are a lot of people who like to use their local provider. It's someone they've known for years. I myself have used a local provider for over 20 years, and I've established a relationship there. I like being able to go locally. I like being able to save my time. That, to me, is more valuable. I'll pay the small copay I pay with my private insurance locally than going down to the VA for something not minor, or something that is not major but minor, like a cold, like I used as the example. So that's a big benefit. And it also, I'd love to put money back into our local community. If we can keep it local, it's better for us.
All right. Who is eligible for this? Strictly the veteran or the veteran's family?
The veteran's family is not, so it is only the veteran. And they have to be eligible for VA healthcare itself. So that's always the first step. And they can enroll in VA healthcare by talking with myself or any veteran service officer, or a veteran can go down to the VA hospital itself with their discharge, their DD Form 214 for those Vietnam War and after, and talk with the eligibility specialist there. They will sit down with you. They'll go through the requirements, talk about income and medical expenses, and you're usually eligible when you go through the VA hospital. You're usually eligible that same day.
Arthur Knott Hopkins, my guest with the Missouri Veterans Commission. We're going to take our first break. We've got open phones if you have any questions regarding VA healthcare or any other topic you'd like to bring up. 263-2424. Or 800-892-2300. We'll return in just a moment.
Life is hectic. It's no wonder we tend to forget dates and appointments. However, when it comes to medications, you cannot afford to make a mistake. That is why Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia offers you a safer alternative with our 30-day RxSafe packaging. Your meds are packaged by the hour and the day you are to take them, then sealed that way. There is no confusion, and it keeps you safe. This is Sherry. I want to keep your parents safe. I do the packaging for the RxSafe program at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
So you sit down and you do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or payback loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They are super friendly. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
And before we continue with our discussion, let's bring in a caller. Hi, you're on the air with Arthur Knott Hopkins. You have a question?
Yes, you was talking about them cards, VA cards.
Yes.
Now, I've had one for many years, and they called me up a couple of years ago, and I went down to give me a ID. I'm service-connected, and my card is dated to end in 2028. But now this is, he's talking about, doesn't disqualify any of my card here.
No, the card you're talking about is the
card here is a picture ID card.
Yes, that is different than the VA Choice card. The VA Choice card is specific for being able to use services outside of the VA, and you had to meet certain criteria, such as being more than 40 miles away, not being able to get in within 30 days. So the ID card that you have is actually a VA healthcare card. It's not a VA Choice card. So that card is not going to be impacted by this date of June 6th. That card will still be good until the expiration date that is on there. And at that time,
They sent me a white card with my card.
Okay.
Let
Arthur explain that. Okay, let Arthur explain that.
And that white card is the Veterans Choice card. That is the card that would not be valid after June 6th. The picture ID card is still valid, but the Veterans Choice card, which is the little white card, and it should say on there that it's a temporary program, that card is what will no longer be valid after June 6th.
I got all this, but when I was working for 27 years for a company, we got our insurance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out, I got all my insurance and everything, and I quit using the VA. I used to go up to 415 Pine Street in St. Louis. I quit using that because I had all the benefits with my private insurance, and I don't have to travel. I can do everything right here at home.
Right, and that's the advantage for those of us who are able to have private insurance. I will say that it's also advantageous if you use the VA. If you use it, if you're eligible for VA healthcare, I recommend everybody go down at least once a year because that keeps you active in the system. And if you have private insurance, by going to the local VA facilities, you're actually helping other veterans because what happens is the VA will bill your private insurance. And that means they get money back into their system that they can then use to help other veterans who don't have private insurance. So it can.
Now that's what my letter said.
All right.
You know, I got a letter, and they said that they, by me having private insurance, they would bill my insurance.
Yes.
Hey, I got a couple more calls.
Thank you
I'm
going
to need to
in.
Move on. Hey, thanks for bringing that to our attention. And you're next with Arthur Knott Hopkins. Your question?
Yes, good morning. I don't have a question. I just have a thank you. I lost my husband in January of this year. My name is Sylvia. Mr. Arthur will know me.
Yes, Sylvia.
I recognize your voice immediately.
Mr. Arthur, it just took care of everything tremendously for me as far as the VA and everything. He helped me even with the bureau. I just want to shout out and say thank you to a person that went above and beyond to help me, and I really appreciated everything he did, and God bless.
Well, thank you very much,
thank
Sylvia.
Thank you, Sylvia. Very nice of you to call in and make that point. Hi, you're next on with Arthur Knott Hopkins. Hello?
Is this Crix?
We have a live program on right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Not sure, maybe looking for the business office. If you are, call 263-1600, 263-1500. All right, now help me understand the first caller. The card that he was talking about that is still into effect, is that just an identification card as a veteran, or what is that card that he was referencing that was not the VA choice?
There are two types of ID cards that a veteran can have if they are not a retiree. The first that is most common is the Veterans Health Care Administration ID card, and that shows that the veteran is enrolled in Veterans Health Care. That's the one that has a picture ID. They've now put an expiration date on it, and it means that they are eligible to use veterans health care.
Is that strictly at a VA hospital?
VA hospital or at one of the VA community care-based clinics.
Okay.
I
was just trying to differentiate the two programs there for our listeners.
The Veterans Choice card was a temporary card that's a plain white card. It just has some words. I think it even has the VA logo on it, but it's not colorful. It does not have a picture, does not have anything. The Veterans Health Care Administration card, the one that makes you eligible to use health care systems through the VA, is not being replaced. That is still valid. That is still going to be eligible when you go down to the VA hospital. They always ask you for your identifiers. You can just hand them the card. That is also the card that a lot of veterans will use to get local discounts at stores and stuff. The Veterans Choice card, which is a flimsier plastic card, that is the plain white card with just the wording on it. That is the one that will no longer be valid after June 6th.
All right. Arthur Knott Hopkins, our guest, Missouri Veterans Commission. If you have a question, you're welcome to call in 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. You were talking about those that can also have private insurance as well.
Yes. So
where does private insurance leave off? Veterans insurance pick up or vice versa with this program?
With the new program,
yes.
I'm not sure how it's going to interact. I will tell you what's currently there. If you have private insurance and you are using the VA, what happens is the VA bills your private insurance. If your private insurance says you have a copay, you may still have to pay that copay to the VA system based on whatever your private insurance says. Now, if you are a service-connected veteran, you do not have a copay with the VA. So if you have a deductible with your private insurance, the VA will bill your private insurance. They'll get whatever money the private insurance says the VA should charge, but the VA will not charge you that deductible. So often you can use the VA services, and that will knock. If you've got a $1,000 deductible, and you're using the VA services, if you're service-connected, you don't pay that deductible, but it counts for your private insurance. So you can get something done at the VA and not have to pay anything that if you went to your local provider, you would have to pay that deductible.
Very good. We have another phone call. You're on the air with Arthur Knott Hopkins. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering about, I've got two questions.
Okay.
About the medicine, how they're going to handle the medicine.
Prescriptions.
When you go to a different place.
All right.
And also, when they count the mileage, they usually just count it one way. I'm just figuring, why don't they? You got to come back too, so.
Well, if they're only counting your mileage one way, I would recommend you talk to the travel pay section of the VA hospital.
Yeah.
Because you are correct. It should be a round trip. If you're going down there, you're not staying there. The travel should include going back. That's a question you can talk to the travel pay section directly about. As far as prescriptions.
Yeah, good question here because we haven't talked about that.
Yes.
How does it work?
There should be no change with prescriptions. The VA will still want to mail the prescriptions out. Even a lot of private insurance companies do that because it is more cost effective for them to do that as a 90-day supply. Now, even with the VA, you can get your local prescription through a local pharmacy if that's what you choose, but it does not mean the VA will pay any copay that you have for that.
Okay.
So if you want to get your prescriptions that your VA healthcare provider has written a prescription for, you could have ask them to send it to your local pharmacy, but you would have probably, depending on your insurance coverage, you would probably have a copay that you would have to pay. And prescriptions through the VA, unless you have above a certain service-connected level, you have a copay for them as well. So it could be easier to get it at your local pharmacy, and your copay could be the same or maybe just a dollar more.
Okay. When I tried to get the awards card that's going to be discontinued, they argued about it. I wasn't far enough away, and they were just counting one way. So that's what I asked.
Okay. Well, with that is true. If they're saying if you are more than 40 miles away from a facility, so for the Veterans Choice Program, and that is going to transfer over to the new act, it is going to be the distance from your home to the care facility. And this time they are going to include what would be travel time. Like I said, if they're working with the bigger cities and the congestion.
Okay.
So the travel pay goes back to?
Travel pay will be impacted by it, but it's still up in the air as to how exactly it's going to impact it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And a reminder for those listening that we have Arthur on the first Monday of the month, so we'll have more information, I'm sure, on this topic next month as well. 5 minutes before 9, let's go to the phones. You're on the air with Arthur.
Yeah. I'd just like to clarify something on that gentleman said he's going to get in travel pay one way. If he goes to the emergency room, I've experienced they only pay one way.
Okay. I haven't had to have that experience. I don't get paid travel pay when I go to the VA, so thank you for giving that information.
That's been that I've heard. And
That was strictly for an emergency room visit or all visits?
Right.
Okay.
Emergency room.
Visits. Okay.
Right. Now I don't usually take it, but that's been what they've always said. If you go to the emergency room, you only get it one way.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference is. But
hey. All right. Anything else?
Okay. Nope.
Thanks for the information. We appreciate it. Well, this has been very informative. We've got a couple of more minutes here. Okay. Anything else you want to add to what's been talked about here regarding the health care?
Well, I caution everybody to call the VA before you go to use a local provider, especially until the dust settles with the new changes. So do like you've done before. Call the VA. Talk with your primary care provider if you need to see someone locally, and they should be able to give you the information you need to call to get authorization to see someone else. As we learn more about who is going to be in this community care network, I'll try to pass that information out. You're welcome to call me anytime. My office in Moberly is normally open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and my phone number there is 660-263-4960, and I'm also in the Macon office. I'm there usually Tuesdays and Thursdays, and my phone number there is 660-385-6192. Now, I will caution everybody, it usually takes me a while to get back to phone calls because I have so many that come in, and I'm actually out of the office for events such as this where I'm going out into the community.
All right. Is the name of this the Mission Act then, or what is the technical term that
Yes, it's happening? The VA Mission Act of 2018.
2018, okay, very good. Well, very informative, and again, give Arthur a call either at the Macon office, the Moberly office. He can help you out further, and again, we'll have another update from him coming up the first Monday in July.
Yes, first Monday in July.
All right, that'll be right before the 4th. That might actually be the first day of July, isn't it? It is, first day of July. All right, very good. Thanks for coming in. We had some other things we wanted to get to. We'll keep them on the shelf and handle them in future programs.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Arthur Knott Hopkins, Area Officer for the Missouri Veterans Commission, has been my guest on Quicksland this morning.
In Tips for Better Relationships from Show Me Healthy Relationships, we're talking about how to make your parenting style more successful.
Whether you're parenting your own biological child or stepping into the role of step-parent, parenting is a difficult skill to master. Figuring out how to talk with children is one of the biggest struggles we face. Don't forget to let your child finish talking. Then respond with language and ideas that match your child's age and ability.
It's not always about what you say, but how you say it. Another great tip from Show Me Healthy Relationships. Register for Strong Parents, Stable Children, a free class designed to help you understand how children learn and feel. Find a course near you at showmehealthyrelationships.com. Show Me Healthy Relationships. Strong couples, stable families, better Missouri. Show Me Healthy Relationships.